Queenslanders have long resisted embracing daylight saving time, leading to split time zones down Australia's east coast for large chunks of the year. But this morning, many from the Sunshine State were given a taste of what it would be like after the Optus mobile phone network automatically updated phones to Sydney time. Will Ockenden reports.
Queensland has long been accused of being a little behind the times, but this morning it rejoined the rest of Australia's east coast.
I woke up early this morning to take my daughter to rowing.
The state hasn't seen the light on daylight saving. Instead, a glitch in the Optus mobile network meant many were waking up an hour earlier than expected. Nikki called 612 ABC to say she realised too late that her mobile phone had auto-updated the time overnight.
And we get to rowing and she says, "Mum, no one's here," and checked her phone and it's an hour earlier. So I'm driving around trying to find a coffee.
On the east coast for daylight saving, New South Wales, Victoria and Tasmania are 1 hour ahead of Queensland. So when Optus phones updated incorrectly and advanced the time, alarms went off an hour earlier than expected. So if the phone was set for 6 a.m, it went off at what the phone thought was 6, but was actually 5 a.m. Queensland. Gail spoke to Brisbane's 4BC.
Well, I thought I was going crazy too. I had the alarm set for 5:20 because my husband had to take my daughter to the airport at 5:30. And I just thought I was going crazy. But anyway, he didn't appreciate it, I can tell you.
The fault was quickly tracked down to be occurring on the Optus network. Customers with other providers were allowed a sleep-in. And according to TalkBack caller Peter, the problems didn't occur on the older-style phones. The gremlins only infected more modern so-called smartphones.
I've got an iPhone and my iPhone has advanced the hour, but my old trusty old Samsung is still on the proper time.
Technology commentator Stilgarian says it highlights one of the problems with our growing reliance on modern technology.
This is the great curse of the modern network age. We are increasingly dependent on other people's technology being set up right for our own technology to work. What has obviously happened here, for whatever reason, the cell phone towers in the affected area have been set to daylight saving time rather than the standard time, Eastern Standard Time, that's operating in Queensland. And most people's phones are set to automatically set their clock by whatever time that the cell tower is set to.
I live in Sydney, so I'm a biased Eastern Stater on daylight saving. Could it be that Queensland has finally seen the light on daylight saving?
Look, finally, they're just going to have to face the facts that their curtains will fade.
Optus says it's aware of the problem, but had no further comment at the time this story went to air.
That's Will Ockenden. If you're not sure, it's 8:22.